This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. ArtServe, located in Fort Lauderdale, is a multi-purpose facility that provides much-needed space and support for South Florida's arts community. I recently took a tour.
Hi, I'm Jay Abate. I'm the president and CEO of ArtServe in Fort Lauderdale. ArtServe is a service and support organization for artists and cultural organizations in the community. Many communities, they describe it as an arts incubator. And what that means is we provide programs, services, facilities, and business opportunities for individual artists and cultural organizations that enable them to grow, to thrive, and to really do what they do best, which is practice their profession in the arts, or as sometimes we call it, we help them turn their art into business.
When you walk into the ArtServe building here, it's kind of an amazing experience because you're walking into a great deal of visual art and you're surrounded by it. What can a visual artist get here from ArtServe?
Our exhibits are quite different from other organizations in that we are not a gallery, we're not a museum, we're not an arts academy. So we are very inclusive. Anybody can enter a show. We virtually take everything in and we try to curate it, make it look wonderful, and then provide a lot of guidance and support to the artists so that they could up their game. And everything in the facility is for sale.
Yes, at first blush, you might think it is just to benefit the visual artist, but as you mentioned, it's for all disciplines. Walk us through what the different disciplines can expect when they work with ArtServe.
We have a dance studio, which is possibly one of our busiest spaces in the building. So if you're a dancer, or a dance teacher, an instructor, and you want to teach a class or start a company, you can rent space here very affordably. You can do it by the hour, so you don't have to invest a lot of money. You can keep your overhead very low, and in return, we provide tons of marketing support to help you build your business. We have an auditorium space that is a big flex space. One minute it's a black box theater, it could be a concert hall, it could be a workshop space. We have classroom and workshop space. So if you're an art teacher, we have people that do screenwriting classes, acting classes. We have offices that we rent to nonprofits very, very affordably, starting at, you know, under $100 for a space. So again, they can keep their overhead very low. And we also have two working artist studio spaces on the facility right now, which we're also trying to expand.
You're celebrating your 25th anniversary this year. And I know, Jay, you've been with the organization for the past few years. From your vantage point, talk a little bit about legacy of this organization and some of the growth you've seen in the past few years.
We're really proud that it's been a 25-year legacy. And it's made a huge impact in the community. And it's interesting because the organization was actually started by the business community as a way of building community through art. So in that time, the needs of the artist community have changed dramatically. Back in the day when it first started, you know, it might have been the big service was a fax machine. So now, you know, we provide a lot of social media support, marketing support, workshops, professional development courses and workshops for the artists to help them develop their business skills. And we go out into the community to develop opportunities for their work to be seen and sold. And we virtually touch every city in Broward County.
To learn more about ArtServe, visit artserve.org. Be sure to follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio for WLRN. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.